1029 KUFM, it's 8:10, it's Tenure and Steve live from McDonald Jones Stadium. For KUFM's Give Me Five for Kids, raising funds for the John Hunter Children's Hospital, and we're about to give away a car, Tenure and Steve.
It's exciting.
Oh, it is. You know, I didn't realise. It's nice to be here to see how well the park and ride in the town's working. Look at that one person getting on the bus.
No, it's working better than that. Okay, give us a big shout if you've got a ticket in this barrel. There you go.
All right. Now, we took a vote before the show because it's, quite an amazing prize. So the person that drew the ticket out had to be trustworthy.
Me.
That way, no family member of mine will be winning. All right, so we'll spin the barrel.
Yep.
And then we'll open the barrel up. Okay, here we go. We'll just open that up here.
Okay. And if you're just joining us, it is for this fabulous Toyota Yaris from Maitland and Port Stephens Toyota.
Look away.
It's blue. It's got a big red bow. I'm putting my hand in the barrel. I'm going to hand you the ticket.
Oh.
I know your fingers are cold, so I'll help you open it.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Please be a name I can understand. Please be a name I can read. Oh, it is. Okay. The winner of this amazing car, Donna Marriott.
Thank you.
You can't believe it, can you?
Tell us about you, Donna. Where are you from?
Gateshead.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't believe it, can you?
I'm lost for words, and no one will ever believe I said that.
How many tickets did you buy?
Just the one.
One ticket.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Donna, that brand new car right there is all yours to drive away.
What kind of car are you driving at the moment?
A Toyota Sportivo.
Oh, fantastic! So you're a fan of the old Toyota?
From Maitland.
Oh my God!
Oh, look, this is perfect. There you are.
Did you hear that, Maitland and Port Stephens Toyota? She bought her last car from you guys, so this couldn't have gone better.
Donna can't believe it.
I love that you're crying.
I cry all the time.
Now, you were standing over there and you thought, oh, I'll just turn up. There's no way you thought you were going
to
win.
No way. I just came to buy a bacon and egg roll.
Well, you've got a bacon egg roll and a car.
The eggs weren't cooked, so...
Are you here alone? How are you going to get the car home?
I don't know.
Well, luckily in the boot, there's a tow rope.
Oh, I'll tell you, Steve, we've got to thank Burton Automotive Group.
Yes, thank you guys and girls.
Toyota. Oh, my gosh.
They gave us a brand new Toyota Yaris to raffle off. We had 200 raffle tickets, $100 a pop, $20,000 there for KUFM's Give Me Five for Kids.
And Donna, from you're shaking because it's cold and you're shaking because you won.
I'm shaking because I won.
big cheer for Donna.
Yay, Donna!
There's Donna winning a brand new car. Thanks to Burton Automotive Group.
For you.
A brand new Toyota Yaris. It's Tanya and Steve here at KUFM.
Thanks to KUFM NRL. Hear every minute of every night's game live.
Let's go!
With Tanya and Steve.
A perfect 10 from Nathan Ross.
The Ross Dog, Nathan Ross.
Ross Dog, here you go, mate.
Good morning, good morning.
I don't think we've been this close, have we?
No, not recently, no.
The three of us are cuddled up on the couch, and I do mean cuddled.
Well, it's been cold this morning.
Tenya,
what?
Move away from the Knights player.
He's warm, he's toasty.
We actually do look like we're a family Christmas photo this morning. Now, mate, we were just saying off here, I want you to explain to Tenya and everyone listening the name of your injury.
Oh, so I had a cortisone injection in my pubic symphysis.
Yeah, did you hear that? Say it again.
Pubic symphysis.
Do I have one of those?
It's actually the thing that I've got generally you find in pregnant women.
Do you?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of like, I think, movement.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
It's pretty complex to understand.
So is something moving down there? Because I'm thinking if it's a pregnant woman, the bones are moving apart to allow growth.
Yeah. Not so much. I think there's like a little bit of a shift for when I run and stuff like that.
Oh.
And so I was referring pain into my groin and some nerve pain, which is pretty severe. But we've got a really good medical staff at the Newcastle Knights, and went and saw a specialist the other day, and he's kind of narrowed it down to this. So yeah, got a big needle in my lower abdomen, my pelvis area yesterday, which wasn't uncomfortable, but hoping we're on the right track for a Parramatta return.
But you've been playing on that this season. You've been playing on that injury.
Yeah,
so you obviously aggravated it as well.
Yeah, so it was about 6 weeks there where I was playing with it. I was just strapping up my groins and across my lower belly as well, so I had both groins and my belly strapped, and I was doing a job, but probably wasn't playing up to the standard football that I wanted to play. So it's good now that we're going to get on top of it and I can come back at 100%.
Yeah.
It must be frustrating when you know you have an injury and they can't quite put their finger on exactly where it is or what it is, and the relief you must feel now knowing that they've nailed it and you will now be on the road to recovery.
Yeah, well, see, when you break your leg or you do a knee, you get a window of return. So, you know, broken bone, 6 to 8 weeks. A knee, you know, can be anywhere from 12 weeks to 6 months. But with this, because the area, that region of your body is so complex and you've got nerves and muscles all overwrapping each other, it was a little bit of an elimination process. So at first we thought it was just the groin.
Yep.
And then we had, once we settled that and my back down, then we found out it was actually coming from somewhere else. And we're hoping we're at the root cause now.
Hey, just on footy, because the NRL announced last night the referees have a free open slather on the dog shot and the late hit on a, you know, attacking player. Yep. You know, we're talking about first and getting late hit and everything. Rule is now 10 minutes in the sin bin. What do you think of that rule? Because my concern for that rule is it's up to interpretation.
I think if they're going in with the wrong intention, and I don't want the referees to start thinking if the halfbacks get knocked over that it's 10 in the bin. You can see Josh King made a good legal tackle on Cooper Cronk just as he was passing the ball. But if it is late and the ball's left and the defender does have time to pull out, we do need to protect our players because they are opened up with their back. But I've been thinking for a while now, why do people get 10 minutes in the bin for, you know, slowing the ruck down? It happened in the Panthers game on the 50-metre line. You get 10 minutes in the bin, but then someone does a cheap shot in someone's back with the intention to hurt them, and it's just a penalty?
Yeah, look, it's a fair call. You're right. There's just going to be a lot of argument, I reckon, because the refs will be out there as if they haven't got enough on their mind.
Yep.
Now they've got another thing to think about. Oh, geez, everyone's going to be watching this.
Well, I think the second half of Origin was a great display of referees.
Yes.
There wasn't a penalty. They let the game flow, so I hope they just don't start loggerheading it with penalties again, because a few of the games this year have had around, you know, 25 to 30 penalties blown in the game, and it's not enjoyable to play in because you get no flow, and it's certainly not enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
Look, we're heading into a game this weekend where, you know, you're out still. Mitchell's out. Jamie Bura is out. Now,
Jacob Safidi. The list goes on.
You've just shown us a photo of Sean Kenny-Dowell. Is he playing with that face?
He's going to play. Yeah, he's going to play. He looks like
a smash crab.
Yeah.
No, you're looking at the before one, mate. Have a look at this one after he got hit.
It's awful.
Yeah, but that's our job. It's to turn up and to play through these type of things. And if Sean's a very passionate person about Newcastle now, since he's moved here, he really embraced the Newcastle way of life.
You can, Tanya and I were talking about being at the game the other night, and you can really see what he does off the ball.
Yeah,
with the teams. Yeah. You know, really good.
He works
very passionate.
He works really hard, but not just on the field. It's just the way that he, I guess, holds himself within the Newcastle community now. Mm. He's a really upstanding citizen, you might say.
Mm.
And I'm stoked every day that we signed him there.
Okay. All right.
Ponga. Queensland fullback if Billy doesn't play.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe even if he's fit.
Yeah.
You've got to have Ponga in the team somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. He leads the competition in try assists and line breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Line break assists. I think a lot of people are speculating that he's too young to play football, but if you're good enough to play, he should be playing. Age shouldn't be a factor.
I'm happy for him to be there.
So I think it'll be fantastic for his development and for Newcastle moving forward as a club to, you know, have a few more Origin players. We had Jags last year, and I think it'll be good. Then it can kind of help Kalen turn into more of a leader, even at a young age, around the football team.
All right. Well, thanks for dropping down to us. It's all about Gimme Five for Kids. I know you love the kids, and
I'll be there Friday.
Big supporter.
Of course. Gimme Five for Kids.
Yeah, which is sold out now, Tanya and Steve. The Sportsman's Lunch, June 15 at the Beach Hotel Merriweather.
I'm actually dragging Kalen and Lockie Fitzgibbon down too.
Yeah, so good.
Awesome.
I'll have them up on stage to answer a few questions.
And Sterlo, I know, has some curly questions lined up for you guys as well. So that'll be interesting.
Excellent.
I think it's a bit nasty of you to mention Sterlo and curls.
And also, if you want to go to the game this weekend, Knights v Storm, McDonald Jones Stadium, 2 o'clock this Sunday, give us a call right now, 4942-1029. Ed's standing by back in the studio to give a double pass away right now.
Nice.
Thanks, Ross Dog.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Tanya and Steve, this morning we're live from McDonald Jones Stadium for Give Me Five for Kids.
KOFM.
It's Tanya and Steve at 8:40 live from McDonald Jones Stadium this morning. We're here for KOFM's Give Me Five for Kids, raising funds for the John Hunter Children's Hospital. Come on down, say hello. Chuck us $50 for the $50 holler. Tanya and Steve are giving out shout-outs to your business. We'll give out some more soon. And don't forget to head into any Woolworths and buy a $2 token when you go through the register at your local Woolworths store. All proceeds being donated to KOFM's Give Me Five for Kids.
It doesn't matter which way you look at it. Yesterday, there was international political history made.
Yeah.
No matter how you look at it, it was history.
And when we spoke to this bloke yesterday morning, we finished by saying he had a front row seat to that bit of history making. And we're talking about 7 News US Bureau Chief Mike Amor. Hello, Mike, in Singapore.
Good morning again, Tanya and Steve.
What did you think, Mike, from the washout? We've, you know, throughout our show, played different grabs and different things from the, you know, the prayers and from King Jong. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, it was a remarkable day. You're right. Any way you look at it, it was a remarkable day. Just the theatrics of it all, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un meeting for the first time in front of the both nations' flags, shaking hands for the first time, sitting down together, talking about how they've put their differences behind and they're going to have a great relationship. They went and had lunch together. Donald Trump showed Kim Jong-un his limousine, which is affectionately known as the Beast. You know, they were like best buddies by the end of the day. They spent like 5 hours together and then signed this agreement. That's perhaps where, you know, we really need to look at this more closely. This agreement was just a loose agreement by North Korea to denuclearize. It didn't have any timetable, didn't have any agreement to send in their weapons inspectors. So there is some skepticism that North Korea could find a way of reneging on this deal. They've done it in the past. They've signed more stringent deals than this and have cheated on them. But Donald Trump says this is not about a detailed agreement. This is about trust between two men. And he says, I trust Kim Jong-un. That is putting a lot at stake because he is a very paranoid leader. But, you know, perhaps, maybe, we're heading, you know, towards at least a safer Korean Peninsula.
What was the talk amongst all of you journos there on the ground? What was the, apart from the seriousness of what was taking place, I mean, we're seeing pictures of people talking about hairstyles and lifts in shoes to make the leaders feel look taller.
Nothing like the press dropping a fat gag.
I know. So what was the one sort of theme running around with you guys?
Oh, I think from a television point of view, what a great spectacle. I couldn't have scripted it any better. You know, when they came out to sign that agreement, it looked like, you know, it looked like they were coming out in a game show. it really was quite spectacular. Who would have ever thought we'd see Kim Jong-un walking around the streets of Singapore being feted by people and taking selfies? And I must admit, when I saw Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump together, I thought it's not really a great advertisement for hairstylists, but it was fascinating. Fascinating day.
Mike, look, on the Kim Jong thing, I'm thinking to myself, experiencing the Singapore and him experiencing, of course he gets adulation in his own country because he makes them, but being outside of it and then maybe when he's been invited to the White House, well, do you think there's any possibility of him changing his outlook?
It just might happen. You know, we've had some of the best diplomatic minds in the world try to negotiate peace with North Korea. And then in bumbles and stumbles, Donald Trump, full of bluster and wind. Maybe he might just pull this off, because there's the theory that Kim Jong-un says, well, this guy might be crazier than I am. So, I'm going to work with this guy. This might be the last best hope for North Korea, because they showed a video yesterday. Donald Trump showed a video on his iPad to Kim Jong-un of what he thinks North Korea could look like. And it was, you know, speedboats and luxury hotels. And he said that every time that he sees pictures of Kim Jong-un firing his weapons from the beach, he says, well, beautiful beaches. You should have hotels on those beaches, not cannons. So it's crazy. just might work.
Yeah,
he's
might
a showman
not be,
and a salesman.
Yeah, might not be too much down the track before Flight Centre will be offering us, you know, great deals to Pyongyang. Who knows?
Yeah, true.
It's great to talk to you again, Mike. Thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, there's 7 News US Bureau Chief Mike Amore.
You know, we've had all...
Not Pyongyang, for all the other place.
Yeah,
sorry.
The other place in North Korea.
Yeah.
Seoul? No, that's
no,
South.
That's
South
still, Korea. That's still
that's
South.
That's how much we know about
Pyongyang.
North Korea.
I thought Pyongyang was in South Korea.
Yeah, you might be right.
I think you're right.
Let's just hope we're not working at the flight centre.
Let's just say North Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll find out the capital later.
But with all... I mean, it's an actual valid point. With all the political heads and diplomats... Nothing's happened.
No.
And suddenly you've got this crazy salesman going in there.
A glimmer of hope.
It could work.
Yeah.
Weird but true.
Yeah.
Yep. You never know. It's 8:46. It's Tanya and Steve live from McDonald Jones Stadium today. We're here for KOFM's Give Me Five for Kids. We've raised a bunch of money and we're going to wrap it up after this here at KOFM.
KOFM's Give Me Five.